Coronavirus has put a damper on the economy as millions of Americans have stayed home. The pandemic is hurting one industry in particular, coal. Coal mines are closing and bankruptcies are piling up. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier explains why.
Andrew Blumenfeld has been around the coal industry for over three decades. He's seen his fair number of bad times for the industry. But Blumenfeld, a coal industry analyst with the firm IHS Markit, says this downturn is as bad as he's ever seen.
It doesn't compare. We have seen some relatively severe downturns, but nothing this sudden and this severe.
Businesses have shuttered to slow the spread of the virus. As a result, electricity use is down. This has hurt coal in particular. Nationwide, coal production has dropped 35% to 40%, according to one analysis. This comes after several years of declines. 5 years ago, coal made up a third of the nation's electricity. This year, it's down around 16%.
We're seeing coal production numbers and power generation numbers from coal going back right now, and roughly the late 1960s to mid-1970s levels.
Around the country, coal mines are shutting down or slowing production, including several in Pennsylvania. CONSOL closed its Enlow Fork mine in Washington County, citing low demand. Just over the border in West Virginia, Longview Power Plant, the most efficient coal-fired power plant in the country, filed for bankruptcy. Experts say it was already a bad year for coal before the coronavirus hit.
Just about everything that can go wrong has gone wrong for the coal industry.
Matthew Preston is a coal analyst at Wood Mackenzie. He says even before the lockdown started, coal was losing market share to natural gas. A mild winter kept prices for natural gas low because people weren't using as much of it to heat their homes.
I mean, there's really a double whammy here. The very, very low gas prices are right off the bat, even before the lockdown started, had already really reduced the coal burn this year. And then on top of that, you have a reduction in overall demand.
In the Mid-Atlantic power grid, that demand fell by 8 to 9% in March. Right now, coal is the most expensive source of energy on the grid, so coal plants are the first to get turned off when demand goes down. As a result, coal is piling up at power plants, which are starting to run out of storage capacity. Joe Aldina is an analyst at S&P Global Platts.
These high stockpile levels are actually pushing the physical constraints of the coal-fired generation system.
With nowhere for mines to send their coal, that means layoffs for coal miners. Contora Energy laid off 46 miners at its Cumberland mine in Greene County. James Starcher, a coal miner at Cumberland, was not among those layoffs, but he says the 500 or so other miners who work there are worried for the future of their jobs.
Because now everyone is thinking, oh my goodness, will there be more? Could there be more?
Analysts say there could be more layoffs, bankruptcies, and shutdowns this year. And if coal-fired power plants decide to retire early, then the damage inflicted by the coronavirus on the industry could leave a permanent mark. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.